U.S. stocks began a bit of a comeback yesterday after a bruising decline on Monday. The Nasdaq Composite rose nearly 5%, climbing back above 2,000. Many investors looking for a broader market turnaround are keeping a close eye on the Federal Reserve, which is expected to cut interest rates again next week. Joining me now is James Glassman, co-author of Dow 36,000. He is the bull here. And in the role of the bear, Robert Shiller, author of Irrational Exuberance. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Bob.
A lot of talk on Wall Street this week about whether the markets, especially the NASDAQ, have hit bottom. Jim, what do you think?
Well, we never know where the bottom is, and I think it's not a good idea to try to play that game. But certainly, stocks are a whole lot cheaper than they were a year ago, and there are some terrific bargains out there.
Mr. Shiller?
Well, I think markets are still very high. So the price-earnings ratio on the NASDAQ, something like 150, sounds kind of high. So I don't think that we have any reason to think we've hit bottom.
Well, with the NASDAQ and internet stocks, would you agree there was a bubble, and the bubble's been burst?
I think this is one of the most classic bubble growth and burst patterns we've ever seen. But you have to remember that bubbles don't burst. The metaphor is misleading. Bubbles don't burst in one day. So we are definitely on a down path. There's no reason to think it's over.
Well, I think it takes a lot of hubris to say that there's a bubble or there's not a bubble. Certainly, you can look in retrospect and say, wow, there were a lot of stocks that were way overpriced based on their potential earnings. However, there are a lot of stocks that have come down tremendously, and there are many stocks which are terrific companies like Microsoft or Sun or Cisco, which have more than quadrupled in the last 5 years. And by the way, it was 5 years ago when the NASDAQ was at about 900 that Bob Shiller, among others, was saying that the market was overvalued by a factor of two.
So, Jim, you think people should keep the faith?
I absolutely think so, and I think it's very important that people be diversified. Now, where people got into trouble in the last year or two was that they put too much of their assets into technology. Technology is just one sector. At most, it's a third of the economy. You need to be diversified across all stocks. That is the lesson of the history of the stock market. Stocks tend to double on average every 6 years, but only if you're diversified. If you're not, you're going to be in for a very, very bumpy ride.
And Professor Shiller, you think maybe a little more caution?
Well, I think that the market, as I've said, is just very high. I did testify before the Federal Reserve Board in 96 that I thought it was too high then, but it's gotten so much higher. You know, I wasn't writing books about it then. It's gotten to a dramatic. You have to remember, this is the biggest bull market. This is the highest prices the U.S., well, as of last March, has ever seen. And while it's come down, the S&P is down, you know, a little over 20%. It hasn't corrected yet.
Well, Bob, almost every year the prices are the highest that the market has ever seen.
No, not relative to earnings.
Is that the best place for long-term money is the stock market. I hope, Bob, that you're not telling people who are not going to retire for 20 years or even 10 years not to have their money in the stock market. That's called market timing. That's very, very dangerous.
Yeah, I'm telling people that because the market is too high. I'm not saying you shouldn't own any stocks. Obviously, there are some that are very low-priced relative to earnings. But the general idea that you are espousing, that markets are always going to go up, is really wrong. I mean, eventually they will go back up. If your horizon is 50 years, then okay. But if you have a short horizon, like, say, 10 years, it doesn't look like a good time.
Well, it's a bear market at a time when people think the economy might be moving into a recession. Is the fall in the market likely to drag the economy down with it?
Well, there is definitely an interrelationship between the market and the economy. However, what I would say is that in this case, that the market is leading the economy. The market is saying that things are going to get bad in the short term, and it is absolutely necessary that the Fed continue to cut rates. They're way behind the curve on cutting rates. It's also necessary that we get a tax cut. We now have the highest tax rates in history since 1944, and that was a real anomaly because we were in World War II, and also that we stop regulating high technology to death. This whole thing started with the plan to break up Microsoft a year ago.
Professor Shiller, would a cut in the interest rates be enough to boost the market, or has the market already factored in the next rate cut?
usually the market doesn't react very much to rate cuts. People pin their hopes on these rate cuts. You know, they think, well, maybe if the Fed takes action, it will start this fabled bull market that will make us all rich again. But it won't do that kind of thing. I think the rate cut is probably a good idea to stave off a short-run recession. It's not going to save the stock market.
What should investors do now? If investors have money in the mutual funds that took a big hit, should they stay with them or should they take their losses?
Well, I tend to think one should be relatively have low exposure to the stock market now. It's just not a very inspiring investment.
Many investors have large gains. To sell now would mean large tax bites. But more important than that, they should stay in the market for the long term. History has shown very clearly that if you buy good companies, hold them in diversified portfolios, and stay with them, not to panic when something bad happens, because something bad will happen every few years and even every few months, that they will make money and build wealth. That is the key to building wealth. It's not by being in bonds or by hiding your money under the mattress like Bob wants them to do.
History has not shown that. When price-earnings ratios are high, the market tends to do poorly afterward. That's not what history...
Bob, you know very well...
You should always...
My co-author, Kevin, recently debated you on this subject, that if you had followed Bob's advice and sold every time P.E. ratios, which
is a valuation
measure, got over 15, you would have made
advice.
About one-fifth as much money as you would have if you had just stayed in the market.
I know. I debated, and I won, I think. he made that claim. He called it the Shiller rule. That's not my rule. What you have to remember is we're in a very unusual point in history. It doesn't come along this often. We've had 1929, and we've had 2000. Those are the two top price-earnings ratios years. You can't do this study about changing every few years.
Well, Bob, you now say 2000, but you said before 1996 when you talked to the Fed at the time the Dow...
If anyone's done poorly forecasting,
and Bob,
your book came out and the market has done...
Gentlemen, Jim,
yes.
Is there any danger that people might become too worried about the rise of stocks, especially young people, about the risks of stocks?
Absolutely. I think this is a huge problem. If you are in your 20s or if you are in your 30s, you should not be fearful that the ups and downs in the short term are going to affect your retirement plans 30 or 40 years hence. And what I worry about is that the doomsayers are scaring people out of the market for the long term. They shouldn't do that.
Are you a doomsayer, Professor?
No, not at all. I'm very optimistic. I think the economy will continue to grow at something like for earnings, something like the 2% a year that they have over the last century. It's just that prices are too high. It's very simple.
And, Jim, your confidence
is
unshaken.
It is so high to say that prices... It is so simple to say that prices are too high. I think that requires, with all due respect, because I like a lot of the work that Bob has done, a lot of arrogance. You know, in the short term, anyway, the market is a random walk. We can't tell what's going to happen the next day. In the long term, the market has shown consistently that whatever point you want to grab in history, it has, over the long term, basically doubled your money every 6 years.
James Glassman is resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Robert Shiller is professor of economics at Yale University.